All right, can we pray? Lord, we thank you for this time, Lord God. We honor you. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence in this place. We say we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the cross. We thank you even for the breath that we're breathing at the moment. Thank you for everything, Lord God, for the schools we go to, for our parents, Almighty God, for everything, Lord God. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want us to do a rewind this morning about the giants that we have. I won't say we've slayed because we are still on that process. Okay, we dealt with doubt, if you remember that. We dealt with fear. We dealt with conformity. We dealt with procrastination. What is procrastination? A thief of time. And today, we will be dealing with what? Who can think? Menzi. Fear. Footy. Awesome. Okay. No, we understand, Menzi. We understand. Okay. Have you met this giant? That is my question this morning. Have you met the giant of unforgiveness? I have met that giant. And as I unpack it, you will see yourself in it. But I know, as I'm speaking to you, don't you think that I'm the only, like you are the only ones. Me, I have struggled with it, but God is faithful. Okay. If you want to understand unforgiveness, you need to understand, you must know what forgiveness is. Okay. Unforgiveness is, I want us to read all of us. Unforgiveness is a deliberate mindset to do the opposite of forgiveness, resent the wrong and the wrongdoer, and seek revenge. It's a deliberate mindset. Deliberate. Just take a moment and just think. Unforgiveness and his friends. Can you see the friends of unforgiveness? Unforgiveness hangs out with some pretty nasty friends. In Ephesians 4, verse 31, Paul associates unforgiveness with bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and malice. Those are his friends. So you must know that when you have an unforgiving spirit, there are friends already in your heart. Okay. And the Bible says, remember the first scripture, it was Ephesians 4, verse 31. So we're getting into 32. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Be compassionate. When we were singing, about a compassionate God, a loving God, a kind, you know, not that guy who was saying he can't forgive that guy in the movie. Our God is compassionate. He's willing to forgive. He's kind. And he wants us to do the same thing. And why would anyone choose painful attitude over tenderness, gentleness, and a forgiving spirit? I would just say humans are like that. Okay. Can somebody describe just two people in 1 second or two on 30 seconds? What do you think unforgiveness is? There's no right or wrong. Menzi? Not being able to forgive. Awesome. Anyone else? So in this room, it's me and Menzi. We have met this giant. They are all saints, Menzi. They are all saints. Me and you, we have. Okay. But maybe some people are still thinking about it. Okay. Alethi? Quicker?
It's not wanting to let go.
Oh, not wanting to let go. You and Menzi, did you look at my notes when you came in? Oh, okay. I thought you did. Unforgiveness is holding on to hate. Unforgiveness is wanting to retaliate. Unforgiveness is seeking revenge. I tell you, when I was at university, I struggled with these guys. And I was a group leader, I was an area leader, I was a home cell leader, but I struggled with this for 7 years. And the Bible, what does the Bible say? Do not let the sun go down before. Do not let the sun go down whilst you are still angry at someone. Sorry, I didn't put that scripture. But what do you think forgiveness is? Peeps, I am looking for a girl to answer me this time. What is forgiveness? Yes, Minzy. Yeah, but they're not putting their hands up. So Minzy is saying forgiveness is letting go of hurts. Sure. Minzy, I think your mom took my sermon and read it to you, but it's fine. I know Audrey won't do that. Forgiveness is willingness to give up resentment. Okay, I'd like us to read, all of us. Let's start. Forgiveness is the willingness to give up resentment to someone who wronged you, no matter how serious or painful it was, renouncing any desire to get even. I just want you to think about it a bit. It's the willingness. And you must give up something. In forgiveness, there is something that you give up. And Jesus, God did that. He gave us up. He gave his son up for us, for my sins, your sins, for all of our sins, so that we can have a great relationship with him. On the other hand, forgiveness is the willingness to give up resentment to someone who has wronged you, no matter how serious, okay, it's the same thing, no matter how serious or painful it was, renouncing any desire to get even. I like this definition. Forgiveness is giving up resentment about the wrong. If you remember, I said in forgiveness, you are giving up something. Forgiveness is giving up resentment to the wrongdoer. Forgiveness is giving up plans to retaliate. I'm just thinking of the definition that I put up for unforgiveness. I remember this. I would think of the way I will retaliate. I would have time and think of the things that I can do to hurt the person who has done. You know, Manoko, if you've done something to me like those days, I would think, what is Manoko's weakness? I mean, this thing is so evil, guys. You think about it. It's like, yeah. Don't be like me, guys. Don't be like me. Forgiveness is more than just saying some words. It must come from the heart. Why am I? Did I read that? I think I jumped that. Okay, forgiveness is giving up the plans for retaliation. And then we say, forgiveness. Let's read it. Forgiveness is? Okay, I'm just going. I mean, are you guys alive? After that song that CK played, let's read this thing. Forgiveness is what? Forgiveness must? Okay, we know that forgiveness is more than just saying some words, and it must come from the heart. And most of the time, when we are told that we must forgive, especially when we tell you guys as parents, you just sorry. What's that attitude? What's that attitude? You know, our attitude must mean, that's why when it says that, it's more than just words. Saying, I'm sorry, you must really mean it from your heart. And I want you guys to take some time now to share to the person next to you what action done to you was hard to forgive. just a minute or so. The person next to you, just two. Find a person if you don't have a partner. What action done to you was hard to forgive? Okay. During the first service, you will, if you listen to me, it's such a simple thing that doesn't need to, for someone to be angry or resent the other person, but it happened. I was angry, like, during the week, this past week, because my husband didn't feed our two dogs. And that's his job. It's not my job to feed the dogs. I mean, that's a small thing, but can you see just something in my heart was like, I mean, my thinking was the fact that my dogs were hungry the whole day. I'm sure they were not barking. I mean, they can't talk. They just drank water as if they were fasting. My dog's fasting. No ways. And then the other one, my son needed money for something. I don't remember what it was. So I went to put it in, and he didn't say thank you that day. But the following day, he WhatsApped me and said, thank you, I forgot yesterday. You see, because I'm that kind of a person who have that unforgiving spirit. So it was so quick. You know, for my mind was thinking, okay, he just think money comes from heaven. You know? But at the end, he said, you know, I don't know if it has to take time, but anyway, yeah. But when he said he's sorry that he didn't do it the same day, then I realized, because he has to know, he has to be thankful. All right, how does the giant of unforgiveness work? Number one, it makes you to disobey God. Why am I saying that? Because forgiveness is a command. If you read your Bible, most of the time it doesn't say, Menzi, can you please forgive Gloria? It says you must forgive. It's a command. You must forgive. Forgiveness is a command. In the Bible, God commands us to bear with one another and forgive one another because this we have been forgiven by God. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself. Let's say these clothes that we must wear. What clothes must we wear? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. I couldn't hear any voice here. Esha, what's happening, Sichaba? I would like to hear even this. This choir must also sing. Let's also say our dress code must be compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You know, the nice thing about being a parent, even if I'm not looking at them, but my ears, so I could hear that they were not saying a thing. Everybody else was singing. You know when you try and instill something or take something, our eyes can see from behind. Do you know that? We know. We know, Menzi. Okay. The other point is unforgiveness is an act of pride and rebellion. Can you see that guy is confessing something? Born a rebel. Born a rebel. Unforgiveness is an act of pride and rebellion. It is a deliberate disobedience to the word of God. Why? Because it's a command. God commands us to forgive. Unforgiveness is a lack of trust in God's vengeance. Most of the time, we don't want to let go of the hurt because we are not trusting God fully that he will avenge us. So we need to trust God 100% that he will act on our behalf. Even our little secret right now, Futi, God will act on your behalf. That one that we just shared, you see? Number two, you poison yourself. How do you poison yourself? Unforgiveness is a spiritual acid that eats through the spirit within us. Manako is laughing. It eats you up. Imagine, can you tell me if this is normal? I couldn't forgive someone for 7 years. and it was making me sick. I couldn't forgive someone. And I knew what was the Bible saying about that. Imagine. And I was a Christian. I'm not talking about before I knew God. No, I knew God. Did I jump twice? Okay, once. The unforgiving heart clings to the past, refusing to extend to others what our Heavenly Father has extended to us. As a result of a resentful attitude, we will have negative consequences in the life of an unforgiving person. Let's talk about also the friend of unforgiveness. Bitterness takes root in the heart of an unforgiving person and spreads like a poison to choke out every godly trait. I'm thinking, Menzi, Dominic, Futi, you guys come from, like we just recently come from the D's, right? Imagine everything that Jonathan has taught you guys, and then there crawls bitterness, and it just takes out every godly trait in you guys. Imagine what a waste of time, of Jonathan's time. You see, this thing is bad. It is bad for you. And I'm not saying that these guys are bitter. No. I was just making an example. So, hey, Asha. Okay. I don't want to say a lot. Okay, this root of bitterness will keep you from being the person God wants you to be, and it will prevent you from carrying out His will for your life. You are angry, you are bitter, you are moody, you know? And God didn't create you to be that kind of a person. Let go. When we choose to be unforgiving, we cause self-inflicted pain and self-imposed bondage. I told you, migraine. And I'm not saying that when you have a problem with migraine, it's because of this. In some people, it's not. But in my case, it was. It was. Because I needed to do an operation in my head. But the minute I released that person, no more headaches, no more. I mean, I hardly have headaches. Can you believe our God? I just let go of something, then I was healed. I don't know why. Most of the time, God likes to put this sentence, forgiving me of my sins, then I'm healed. God will forgive me my sins, and I will also get healing. They're always in the same sentence. It's interesting. When you read your Bible, just check that out. People who choose to be unforgiving are self-inflicting pain on themselves. We carry the illusion that other people have caused our misery, but in reality, we have elected to take on a form of self-imposed bondage. I was just explaining that. The third point is you destroy things when you have an unforgiving spirit. When you are praying, unforgiveness destroys your prayer. In Mark 11, verse 26, it says, when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. It destroys your prayer life. It destroys your worship. I'm thinking, you see Jabulo jumping and jumping around, you're thinking, Jabulo, I'm still busy here. I'm still busy unforgiving Kondwani there. Kondwani forget to phone me yesterday. I'm busy. I mean, worship. Release yourself to worship by letting go of whatever hurt that you have. Unforgiveness destroys witness. It explains itself. Unforgiveness destroys giving. How can you give when you are like that? You are in chains. How can you give when you are in chains? How can you give freely when you are in bondage of unforgiveness? Unforgiveness destroys growth. It destroys your spiritual growth. And I would like to ask just two people in 1 minute or so who have a testimony. Kondwani shared, if there's no one, then Kondwani, can you come again? And anyone else, ladies? Unforgiveness doesn't only destroy men. as Kondwane is coming, even women, we get destroyed.
Hey, guys. So I couldn't really forgive my brother, and we had a lot of problems, and I found it hard to make other relationships with other men my own age. And when I forgave him, I was able to get those relationships. So I was really missing something. I couldn't grow in my spirituality because I didn't have Christian friends, because I didn't know how to make friends, because I didn't know how to be a brother. So, yeah.
Thank you, Kondwane. Anyone? Oh, that's CK. Oh. Footy as well. Wow, amazing.
Mine is not really like a story. It's more like a lifestyle thing. And when you know the word so well, it's very easy to sort of forget and not apply it. And I'm the kind of person who, if like I have an issue with Gloria, I just build this wall and I continue. But then I've realized that when I try and go before God in worship, when I'm trying to do what we were doing earlier, there's like something here. Or even when we are downstairs, when I close my eyes, I still feel there's a heaviness, and that's what it is. It's the dealing with the unforgiveness. And it's hard, guys. It's not easy. You literally have to take time and say, okay, Lord, it's acknowledging that I haven't forgiven Gloria and going to say, you know what? I'm sorry. It's not about you. It's me who's like holding this grudge.
Amen. Thank you, CK. Come, Futhi.
Well, I couldn't forgive my friend because of something she said about me. But then she moved to the Eastern Cape, and I realized that all the other friends that I have didn't really care about me, and she was the only one. So I called her, and I got like to say something to her.
Wow! Awesome, awesome. Do you wanna? Okay. The last person.
I don't know. Like most guys nowadays, I was raised a fatherless child. So growing up was pretty hard because like my mom always wanted me to communicate with my dad, which I didn't like to. But recently I realized, you know, even though he wasn't able to take care of me when I was younger, pretty soon I'm going to have to take care of him because he's getting older. Like, you know, my birthday is November 16th, and in December 16th, he's like, happy birthday. But, you know, so hopefully I got to forgive him and now still chill.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Wow. Wow. Sure. That's awesome. Unforgiveness destroys health as well. Can you see the arms of this guy? Unforgiveness destroys health. Our bodies will be loaded down by stress, anxiety, resentment, and physical illness. I'm an example of that. And how do you slay this giant of unforgiveness? How do you slay? Any one person just who can just tell me? How? Just one? Anyone? This side. Can we wake up, please? Okay, come, Tabella.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I think firstly, realizing that you have not forgiven someone. Yeah. Yeah. Not denying that you are not forgiving.
Wow.
And then after you've realized you haven't forgiven that person, you go and forgive that person.
Okay. Okay. Is that the same point? Okay.
You have to take responsibility and know that you have not forgiven. And
this one was in the last service. Nice, Futhi. Yes, but you guys are not wrong. Okay. Number one, take responsibility. How? Take it seriously and assume full responsibility for our own decisions and actions. To confront an unforgiving spirit, the first requirement is to take it seriously and assume full responsibility for our own. I mean, I'm reading. Oh, we wrote it twice, Mark. I don't know what happened. But anyway, number two, confess unforgiveness. You must confess it. You must acknowledge that. You must acknowledge unforgiveness as a sin and confess it honestly to God. You must confess it. You must be honest with it. Number three, lay down your anger. Lay it down. Lay it down. It's like, when you guys have a privilege of getting to that age of driving, I tell you, the temptations of when a taxi just comes cut in front of you, you're thinking, Lord, have mercy on my tongue. My tongue. Have mercy on my tongue or my eyes or whatever. Have mercy. Help me. Help me. Lay down your anger, bitterness, and resentment. Strip it away, because then we ask God, we can ask God's forgiveness. Number four, pray for the person that has hurt you. Pray for the offender. That's the hard one. That's the hard one. Number five, don't bring up the past. Refuse to rehash the same old issue. Finally, we prevent the devil from trapping us again by refusing to rehash the same old issue or allowing bitterness to seep back in. This debt must be forgiven and canceled in the same way as our sins are forgiven. You remember that our sins, you know, when we sin and we ask God for forgiveness, He canceled the debt. He doesn't even say when you pray and say, I'm bringing it back. You know, Gloria, you have done this and that. He cancels it. So we must also do the same to people. This is how I would like us to read these points on how to slay this giant of unforgiveness. Can we go? Number one, take responsibility, confess unforgiveness, lay down your anger, pray for the offender, don't bring up the past. Amen. Let me tell you, how do you see yourself if you have forgiven? I have forgiven when my resentment is gone towards this person. When my feelings towards the other person have changed, you have forgiven them. I have forgiven when I want what is best for you. Look at that. So sweet. I care about your spiritual welfare and want what is best for you. Finally, what do we need to do? We must ask God to open our eyes of unforgiveness. I can see, but I just want to think it, oh, you guys are so awake. I like you guys. Ask God for God's grace to help you forgive. Ask the individual to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you from the pain and the sorrow. I want us just to, for a minute on your own, just look at this. Look at these points. Because you might be blind to a certain area where you need to forgive somebody. If you had Footy, Footy phoned the friend and asked for forgiveness. She phoned. She did something. And finally, is there someone you need to forgive? Is there something you need God to forgive? And I would like you guys to close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you to think about it. Is there someone you need to forgive? Is there a friend you need to forgive? Is there a parent, mom or dad, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin, that you need to forgive? That you need to call them and ask for forgiveness, to write if you are shy? Do something. You need to give up something, give up your pride, and write something to that person. Your dad, maybe, because he was not there in your life. Maybe you are angry at God. You're thinking, God, if you love me, then why are you allowing this to happen to me? Is there something you need God to forgive you? I would say, God, forgive me for having an unforgiving spirit. I don't know about you. Lord, this time we ask that you forgive us, Lord. Give us the grace to forgive. Give us the grace to let go. Give us the grace not to bring up the past. Give us the grace to love. Just like as you loved us. And in that regard, we ask you to forgive us for not understanding how much you have forgiven us. Maybe the in-laws that you need to let go, you need to forgive them. Your in-laws, your gardener, your teacher, your ballet teacher. Thank you, Lord, as we lay our hearts before you, Lord God. We ask for your grace and mercy. We ask that you give us the revelation of what forgiveness is so that we can forgive more. And we ask all of these things, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for these holidays that, Father, we will live a life of being Christians, of being examples to other kids who have no God in their lives. Holy Spirit, we pray that you empower us in all things, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, guys.
That was deep. A word of thank you to Pastor Gloria. I think you want to put your hands together, I'm sure.